We saw this fucked up movie last night. I liked it though. That shit was cheap. That was like just the shittiest movie of all time.
Some H.G. Lewis bullshit, right?
Yeah. I mean, that dude was just going out of his way to be as outrageous as possible. It was called Bloodsucking Freaks.
Yeah.
That was the title they ended up going with. I think it had other titles before. But it was about this dude who's kind of like this real sadist, kind of like a sadomasochist. And he's got this lair. It's like a theater. And he's got all these female slaves that he's keeping them down in a dungeon. And they're cannibalistic because he's kind of starving them. And then he's bringing them up and torturing them in front of a crowd. And the crowd thinks it's all just an act, that it's magic tricks.
They're all like, yum.
Yeah, there's like a critic there that's going, I would never review this. This is bullshit. This sucks. That type of shit. He thinks it's fake, which pisses off the dude who runs the place. So he has that guy fucking captured. And then, man, it's just fucking... It's like something Marquis de Sade probably would have written. It's actually not that bad. It's just that some of the shit he came up with, you know what I mean? It's like something out of like a Marquis de Sade writings.
Yeah.
And execution of it didn't look realistic at all. And like,
well,
they're
obviously
pulling girls' teeth out and they're just going, ow. You know, just, and it's nothing but nudity through the whole thing.
So many titties, you guys.
Yeah.
It was just like all like wall to wall titties.
Yeah. It's just fucking crazy. And all the girls, evidently, you know, Joe Bob, and he had a guest who's that wrestler.
Chris Jericho.
Yeah, Chris Jericho.
This was on Last Drive-In, by the way.
Yeah, it's on Shudder. You guys got to see it. It's pretty good.
it's a trash classic.
Yeah. I mean,
like, if you're into, like, trashy horror movies, you've probably seen it.
I laughed through the whole fucking thing, man. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I just couldn't believe it. It's got a dwarf in there that looks like fucking... Little Oats. They called him Little Oats. It looks like the Oats from Hall and Oates.
That's what Chris Jericho was calling him. He was calling him Tiny Oats or very small Oats or something like that.
And all these people in this movie are like from the local theater school that's nearby.
Yeah. Or New York City. It was New
or
York
porn
City.
Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some of them were actresses were also porn stars at the same time. They get into that, you know, like Chris Jericho and Joe Bob, you know, they're talking about people from the time, the girls from that time. You didn't have to really say much to them to get them to take their clothes off. They didn't think it was a big deal. They were all like that.
So I think this movie came out in the 74, maybe, or 71. I can't remember.
They didn't have to sign any agreements or anything. They just go, can you take your clothes off for this movie? Oh, yeah. They took their clothes off. And then they were talking about all the orgies that they would have arranged. You know what I mean? And it's a pretty good show. You know, I like Joe Bob and fucking he's an entertaining host.
Yeah, I got him watching like Last Drive-In because I would I said I would only watch it sporadically because they used to just give him like a marathon like every holiday or whatever. But now it seems like Shudder is giving him like a weekly show, which is cool. So he either does one movie or he does a double feature, I guess.
It's a good show. I like.
But they break him up into like single movies, so I'm kind of like behind on a bunch of the episodes.
They got this girl. She's some kind of podcaster who's always on there. She helps him out.
Yeah, Darcy, the male girl.
Yeah, and like. You see her and she's kind of looks good looking, striking, but then the longer you look at her, man, she's funny looking. She's
She's had a lot of plastic.
She's had a lot of plastic surgery. It makes you wonder, like, what did she look like before? You know, I would like to see what she looked like before. She must have been unrecognizable because nothing about her face looks real.
Yeah.
Nothing.
She's a cool chick though. She started out as a horror blogger, I think. Yeah. I'd have to like look that up, but she writes a lot about horror.
You know that Russian girl that tried to look like Barbie?
Yeah.
She looks like that.
She does look a little bit.
To me,
like
she
that,
looks
yeah.
like that. Which,
yeah,
you know, if you're into body modification, that's fine. She's into, you could tell she's into body mods and all kinds of, so, you know, I guess it's just the look that she wanted, but you know, it's just weird. I think it's weird. I'm not used to seeing it.
Yeah. You well, like I said, I was used to it because I've seen her before because I've watched that like on several occasions.
Yeah.
But it's just I hadn't gotten around because he did shit. He's done Castle Freak. I kind of want to watch his version of Castle Freak because he like talks so much about the movies in between. It's like even if you've seen the movie before, you know, he comes up with like knows like everything about the shit. Like when we were watching Bloodsucking Freak last night, he was talking about the woman that was in it, like the main woman, and. He was talking about, like, all the horrible shit that happened to the people that were in the movie. Like, he's like, it's almost like the movie was cursed or something because a bunch of them, like, died really young. Several of them from liver failure because they were all a bunch of drunks.
Yeah.
So this is, like, New York theater scene and, like, people that were in porn and, like, shitty B
movies. Nothing but drugs, man.
And stuff is just, like, all drugs and they were big, heavy drinkers.
Drugs, a hell of a drug.
Yeah. He stole my line. I said that.
Drugs are a hell of a drug.
I said, drugs are a hell of a drug.
I said, I'm going to get that on the
he's
show.
He's like, I'm going to remember that. And I said, well, he's going to take credit for that. So I said that.
That's a good one.
But I know. You know,
I had to steal that shit.
You already did.
Because, you know, cocaine's a hell of a drug. What if it's just drugs?
drugs are
a hell of a drug.
It's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, so a bunch of them like died in their 30s and shit like that. And the main woman that was in it, he was like telling a funny story about, I guess it was at the rap party. And he was talking about how back in the day, like in New York City, like among that, you know, scene, they always, like, every party, you always had, like, what they called the freak room, and that's where all the cocaine was, and that's where you went, like, to do whatever. And apparently this woman that was in this was, like, she was, like, engaged to some guy or whatever.
Looked like Rod Stewart.
Yeah, who looked like Rod Stewart, that's right. Yeah. And he couldn't find her, like, at some point in the party, so he goes looking for her, and she's up in the freak room having sex with the dwarf that was in this movie.
Yeah, snorting coke. So. And the dwarf ended up being a porn star later on, even though I'm stealing his fucking thunder. It's better. Instead of commercials, they go to Joe Bob and he gives a commentary and tells you about the movie. And it's so much better than having somebody voicing over the program as you're watching it. But I still like commercial breaks. Even though I don't want to watch commercials, I'd rather hear him. Because his commentary and his guests are just as good, if not better, than the movie. Makes the movie better.
Well, yeah, it does.
So you know what's going on, because then when you see shit happen, you laugh, because you now have the backstory.
Yeah, because he's, I mean, like I said, Joe Bob has been doing this for fucking ever. I mean, yeah. I remember seeing him on Monster Vision back on TNT. That was like back in the fucking 80s or 90s. I don't remember. And I know he's been on TV like a long time before that. So he's like a font of knowledge about shitty horror movies. I mean, he knows everything about the shit. And he's always like at conventions and stuff. So it's like all the fucking stories he's got. He just knows everything about the stuff, and it's so great.
And he goes fucking hard R-rated on you now because he goes, we're on Shudder, so I can tell you this. And he'll tell you what they were doing in the orgies and just weird shit, you know, and it's fucking funny. Because a lot of people don't really understand it's now come to light with the advent of the internet. What fucking entertainment
all
show business
shit.
People are like.
All the crazy shit going on.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They might seem real fucking straight edge and serious when they're doing their job, but when they're not working, they're doing something fucked up on some island somewhere.
I mean, I have to say, though, that the 70s were a special time.
Yeah, especially, yeah.
And, like, when he was telling, like, all the stories about, like, the behind-the-scenes shit and, like, the cast of this movie and, like, what else they did and stuff, I was just, all I could do was just shake my head and go, oh, the 70s. Because, I mean, I was a kid, but I still remember, like, a lot of the shit that was going on around that time period.
Yeah, 80s was kind of, like, conservative compared to the 70s.
Well, probably that's why. Probably because the 70s just went wildly out of control and everybody's like, all right, we need to rein that in. Right. But it was like some crazy. Yeah, it's like, it's funny because I had seen like a bunch of the, you know, kind of schlock classics, you know, your early like splatter flicks like H.G. Lewis is like Color Me Blood Red and Blood Feast and all that. But for some reason, I had never got around to seeing Blood Sucking Freaks.
Yeah, you gotta see it.
And there's like some really fun stuff in there. You know,
you gotta
see
it. It's good. It's
really fun.
The dude who's kind of acting like the guy who's running the sadomasochistic theater is kind of like a cross between, kind of like a British Anton LaVey mixed with Marquis de Sade. And then he's got his little dwarf, and he's just got to see it.
And he's all in, man. He is chewing the hell out of the scenery, and it's super fun. Sardou is character.
Yeah, so. And the acting isn't bad.
Not really, because a lot of them were theater
actors. A lot of them could
act.
They could act, and they could sing.
Yeah.
It's just that they're not dealing with much of a budget, and they didn't really know how to shoot a slasher/gore movie real well.
Yeah.
Like, they should have done some different stuff with the camera angles, because there's a part where they're trying to stretch this nude woman apart. And
like
they're
on a rack.
On a rack. And they're trying to get you to believe that she's stretched out as far as she could go. And it's obvious she's not stressed out as far as she
goes. Yeah, she's basically just like, she's on like an X-shaped.
Yeah, now how
they put it, but they have in BDSM dungeons.
Yeah, now had they zoomed in on her so you couldn't really see
what was happening,
see the angle, then it would have been a lot more effective. And maybe through sound effects, they could have made
you believe. That's what I was saying. It's like, they should have used sound effects.
But they didn't.
Like,
they didn't think about it that much.
Yeah, I guess. But it's like, it was just like funny to see, because it's like, she puts her, it's like, man, if that's enough to kill you, we'd all be in trouble every time you try to do jumping jacks or something like that. You would just like spontaneously die.
Yeah, and they do all kinds of gruesome shit. I mean, it's fucking gruesome shit. But because it's so unbelievable, you just go, you laugh.
Yeah.
You know, because this is it's preposterous.
Yeah.
You know? The guest, fucking Jericho, said, had Rob Zombie filled this, I wouldn't be able to watch it because it would have been terrifying.
Yeah.
But because they're filming it, you're just kind of laughing it off.
Yeah, it's like the idea of the stuff that they're doing is fucked up.
Right.
You know, like way ahead of its time, really, because I was like, wow, that's creative. But just the execution of it.
It's so bad.
You can't, like, take it seriously because it doesn't look real or anything.
Yeah, and the people aren't really struggling or begging for their lives, which that's what really would happen.
Yeah.
So it ends up just being kind of, like, humor. It's kind of just humor.
I think that's what makes it funny.
It's kind of funny, I think.
It's just because, you know, people getting fingers chopped off, like, eyeballs scooped out and eaten and all this other kind of stuff, and they're not really... They're reacting, not the reaction. It's like you'd stub your toe. It's like, oh, my eyeball, oh, shit.
What it is, I watched the shit, and I was going... There's a certain scene, and I went, and I said... what's that serial killer I mentioned? Fucking, which one was it? I says, I bet you he's seen this movie.
Oh, yeah. Shit, no, I can't remember.
Bundy.
I
bet Ted Bundy's seen
this. Oh, yeah, because that's probably where he got the idea of, like,
having sex with the head.
Fucking the head.
And,
because that happens in this movie. Although it's kind of like, it's implied. They don't like show it.
And I was watching this movie, and I was thinking, you know how kind of, like, serial killers, they don't have much depth of... personality, they're kind of robotic.
Yeah.
Well, the people in this movie are kind of robotic. The victims are kind of robotic because they're not, ow. You know? And it made me think, I think this is the way serial killers imagine that their crimes are going to be like.
Oh, I wonder.
I think this is how they see it.
Yeah, maybe so.
That it's just kind of fun and games, and it's not real.
Because they can't, like...
There's no connection to
that's emotional. Interesting, because so, I was listening to last podcast on the left this morning about the next serial killer that we're going to do on the show, who I'm not going to spoil it. But, so I was listening to their two-part thing about it, and they were talking about a similar thing, about they were wondering if these serial killers, these psychopaths and everything like that, if they even had any capacity to, like, feel an emotion like a normal person, or if anything just had to be a pose.
But if you watching
that's what
this,
they said. They watching said they, thought, this, they didn't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I think it's just a pose. Watching this movie is probably kind of the way Leonard Lake and Charles Ng saw their crimes.
Right.
Probably something like this.
Yeah.
That it wasn't really serious. And I think that's how they saw it.
Yeah, because it just seems like kind of fun. Like, and I think even
fun and mechanical, and these aren't real people, and it's not really happening, and you know what I mean? It's that kind of thing.
I think even like during while we were watching the movie, I think it was Chris Jericho that said something like it. You know, at one point they said it sounds like the Benny Hill music, like over part of it. You know what I mean? Even though people are getting horribly mutilated and killed.
Yeah, the tone is all wrong.
It's very strange.
The tone is all wrong. I think they actually try. I think they were trying to make a scary movie.
They were trying to make it like a shocking.
And it was supposed to be shocking. And part of the thing is that they would layer in music that was kind of comedic.
Yeah.
Thinking that it would be more shocking if you had kind of something funny over it. All right. But it doesn't. It just looks,
sometimes that works.
But not in this one.
You have to like have a very deft hand to
and
do
then
that.
Sometimes they try to play some really macabre, spooky shit. But it didn't come off spooky. They didn't really have synthesizers, and it just sounded very cheap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, this movie looked like it costs about $10.
And there is a lot of humor in it, though.
There is,
especially with the cop later on about the heads.
The cop that Chris Jericho said looked like David Berkowitz.
Yeah, it looks like
he totally did.
Yep.
And then they kept making jokes about that, like, all during the fucking thing.
And the cop is fucking making wisecracks, you know what I mean, when he's going through the crime scene, seeing all the dead bodies, like, yeah, making jokes about it.
Yeah, he's like, oh, don't trip over the head.
Yeah.
And it's like, it was funny because I guess the cop's name was Tucci, but I kept hearing Cucci.
Yeah,
so I
Tucci
kept,
was his
so
name.
I kept calling him Cucci through the whole thing.
Yeah, because... and that cop, they tell you stories about all these people, you know, in the movie, what happened to them. So I don't want to steal Joe Bob's thunder, but watch it. It's pretty good. It's on Shudder.
Yeah. Like I said, there's so fucking many that I have to watch. He did Castle Freak. He did Society. Yeah.
We'll see another one.
Yeah. We'll have to like watch. I watched the Heathers one and I watched like a couple other ones too, but I'm like way behind. But yeah. So do you have anything else you wanted to discuss this Tuesday?
Not really.
I mean, we put up the bodybuilding show earlier.
Yeah.
So hopefully everybody's...
getting a few comments on it.
So hopefully everybody's enjoying. I know it's... Yeah. Like I said, I know it's not normally what we would do on the show, but I guess we'd... Steven Seagal isn't what we would normally do on the show.
Yeah,
it's in that same genre.
It's in the same genre as... It's in the same genre as the Steven Seagal shows and the martial arts shows.
And the bullshit.
And those ended up being popular, too.
Yeah.
So... We like the show. It's an interesting subject. There's humor in it, too.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun with it,
yeah.
I thought. And I found it more interesting than I expected to, you know, so we'll be back to the horrible true crime next week, I promise. But yeah, so anyway, have a good rest of your Tuesday, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.